start from the beginning?
Sure, we got dispatched to a fire here at 7425 Berta Road, which is well outside the city limits. And one of our units was already on a medical aid. So we got three units responding out here. And then this is a non-hydrant to the area, so it's a water supply issue for us. When I pulled up, I was first on scene. The single-story house had fire blowing out of the I guess that'd be the northerly side over there. And no occupants inside. And one of our units pulled up and assumed fire attack. Got most of the fire controlled.
And, got
some help from Arcata and Lolita with water supply and coverage for the city. And we got a pretty quick knockdown on it. At this point, there's no clear indications of origin or cause. There was also an altercation on the site that may be related, but I can't confirm that. We just started our investigation. There's no electrical supply to the house or any propane supply, so those are not considerations at this point.
Two 50-gallon drums, though, were a bit of a concern at the beginning.
Initially, just because the fire was blowing pretty far out of that one side to the big window, and a couple of sliding glass doors, but they're about 20-25 feet away from the house.
So the damage to the house structure is extensive?
It's pretty extensive, heavy fire damage in two rooms on that one side, and then smoke damage to the rest. And then a few of the windows broke from the fire, and then we ventilated them as well just to aid in getting the smoke out.
All right.
At this point, there is no indication that it was suspicious in nature. You're still investigating?
We're still investigating. Like I said, the altercation and some of the statements made indicated it could be suspicious, but those aren't confirmed at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is the sheriff's office also investigating?
They'll probably work with our investigator. They're still dealing with the altercation issues. I think they're still on scene. Yeah, they are. So they'll usually work with our investigator if necessary.
Anything else you want people to know?
Just the usual smoke detectors save lives. And, in these non-hydranted areas, there can be a delay on us getting to the fire and getting water on the fire, so having a good plan to get out and await our arrival and let us know that there's nobody inside can make a big difference for us, because then we have to make a priority of what we're going to save. That'd be a good message to spread out.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Robinson.